Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional from Massachusetts, USA, Nicole O'Connor. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. Nicole is a business transformation consultant and the founder of Pink Sky Leadership. She was earlier with PricewaterCoopers or PwC. So Nicole, before we start talking about Pink Sky Leadership, tell me a little bit about your own journey from climbing the corporate ladder to founding Pink Sky Leadership.
Well, I would say that maybe a good story to share is that when I was preparing for my tax final senior year of college, I received this text from my cousin John, and he was letting me know that my auntie Deb was in the hospital and cancer that she had spread to her brain. Wow. And I was in the middle of literally about to say, like, go. This was my final tax exam between me and college graduation. And this was my biggest fear really coming to life. Growing up as a little girl, I couldn't understand really human behavior around why would people do things to harm their health? And why would people make choices that they know maybe aren't good for them, but they still continue to make them anyway? And as a little girl, I was so curious and kind of perplexed by this around this human behavior and ability to kind of make different decisions and transform. And I always had this passion of like health and seeing this cause and effect. And then fast forward, as I graduated from college, started to move into designing a life of my own, culturally getting a bit caught up in all the things that society expects of you, the achieving mindset, wanting to do and be it all. And as I kind of put my head down, got in a safe job, I was encouraged in college to study accounting. I graduated in 2009, so in the middle of the financial crisis. And luckily, I was very, very fortunate to get a great job. And I've had an amazing experience and career at PwC, but always felt that this little girl inside of me that saw my Auntie Deb and saw that I wasn't able to really impact her life and seeing that she didn't take care of her health. And it ultimately ended up causing her to pass very young, before the age of 50 years old. And so this has really driven me, this relentless pursuit of living every day as if it's your last. So just constantly feeling like we need to seize every opportunity. And so through my own health challenges, getting caught up in doing all the things, being all the things, working hard, getting married, buying homes, wanting to be it all for everybody else, it was at the cost of my own health. So I had my own wake up call where I had landed myself in the hospital, and those same questions that I had asked my Auntie Deb kind of came flooding back to me. Like, why wasn't I doing what I knew? Wow. And I had caught myself a bit on autopilot, a bit caught up in not wanting to disappoint my friends or family or really let down any of the expectations of others when I really couldn't help or be there for everybody else if I wasn't taking care of myself. So I really got to work, and I felt like I kind of went back to school, if you will, and I started learning all of these lessons in leadership and around kind of life optimization and how to really live your life fully and not just manage it, not just, you know, manage the to-do list and work so much and then feeling empty. So that has been what has really driven me to kind of be multi-passionate, to work at PwC and to have Pink Sky Leadership because of my desire to really help individuals.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing such an story that is so close to your heart. Thank you very much. So Nicole, let's talk now about Pink Sky Leadership. And before I ask you any other question, tell me the background of this unusual name.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. So growing up as a little girl, I would often go to the beach with my family. And there's this quote that goes like this: pink sky at night, sailors delight. Pink sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Meaning that if you're seeing a beautiful pink sky sunset, it's going to be a beautiful day the next day. And so it's this feeling of possibilities, expansiveness, hopefulness, that regardless of the circumstances that are happening in your life, or maybe what happened in that day, that today you can make a different choice, or tomorrow can be different for you. So it's that feeling of ease and freedom. And I think that like deep desire of what we all really long for.
Thank you. That's such a wonderful, you know, couplet you've just told me about Pink Sky. Wonderful. And my first question to you about Pink Sky now is that what are some of the common challenges high achieving professionals come to you with?
So many professionals have a type of personality that they want to do it all. They want to be it all, and they want it done quickly. And I can really relate with that because I found myself in this challenge, as I just shared, then feeling burnt out. And so some of the common challenges are that people will stop prioritizing themselves. They will maybe be unclear of what is that North Star and what is that result that I really want. And getting caught up in all the little to-dos in all of the different tasks and not really rising above the fray and measuring their actions and the outputs to assess, are you truly getting what you desire? Is that action, that cause and effect, is that correlating to the results that you're seeking? Often we feel that we cannot speak up or be in control of our schedules or our time, especially if we're working very demanding jobs. And many of my clients will have a very full life, a very rich life. They are either young professionals or they could sit on boards. They have a family. They want to be involved in their children's schools, in their communities, and just feeling so overwhelmed and overscheduled, pulled in so many different directions. And this combination of the lack of clarity and kind of just not prioritizing yourself and doing everything that everyone else expects of you creates this perfect storm of like stress and overwhelm and, dare I say, like resentfulness that then when you're not prioritizing yourself and doing what you really desire, many of my clients then don't feel their best. And so we really take like a big pause and we say time out.
Very interesting. And, you know, when you talk about professionals or people who are your clients, a lot of them, especially when they're high-performing individuals, they tend to be pulled in different directions because the whole question is what to prioritize when. How do you support such individuals?
Yes, well, especially in a corporate setting, it is a bit tricky because there's an aspect of understanding of, especially if you're reporting to multiple different people, really understanding priorities, leaders and influence, and having your own boundaries and having what are your table stakes of what you are willing to accept and not willing to accept. So there's a lot of different aspects of it, but making sure that my clients are really clear. And we help build a plan around based on their own values and priorities and truly what they desire to be able to then like outside of their maybe professional job and hours that they have to spend working, that they also feel that they're getting that rejuvenation and personal passion and fulfillment outside of their working hours as well.
Interesting. And how do you instill confidence in a lot of your clients, especially when people are doubting themselves?
Yes. So this is a big one. It is actually more logical than many think. I think confidence comes from evidence. And the number one thing that I work with my clients on is following through on what they say. And I call this the daily promise. So it can start as simple as, I promise that I'm going to have a glass of water when I wake up in the morning. Or my personal daily practice is when I wake up in the morning, I do a gratitude practice. And I do that every single day. And I've done that for almost 4 years. And so confidence is built upon actually having, like in our unconscious mind, having evidence that says, I can do this, I've done this, or even if I've been in uncertain situations, I trust myself. Trusting yourself has to come from actually following through on what you say you're going to do. You cannot lie to yourself. So another tactical strategy that I use with my clients is actually inventorying all of the accomplishments that you had. I think, especially as high achievers, yourself included, we all, it's like, what's the next thing? Keep going, keep going. And we never take a moment to really reflect to say like, wow, I am living my dream right now. I have gone through all these adversities, or I've gone through that transition to achieve what I want. So we take a moment and we reflect, and I have my clients inventory what they've achieved and then start to embed that into their daily practice around every day when they wake up, reflecting on what was an achievement that they had from the day before, and then continuing to take uncomfortable action. So even if something feels uncertain or if they're afraid, building that courage and belief, which really stems from that daily promise, and having trust within yourself that you can handle any uncertainty that is thrown at you, because everything is uncertain.
Everything changes. What a great response. Thank you. My next question is that, you know, how do a lot of the inputs you give differ or are, you know, or different from the traditional coaching methodologies that people follow?
So it took me investing a lot of time and resources in really kind of cracking the code to this. And so Pink Sky Leadership was really born out of chaos. And out of me searching for a solution that I couldn't find in one spot. So my methodology and the insights, systems, and accountability is different because it combines science, ancient wisdom and practices, as well as modern technology, and an understanding of human behavior and optimization, leveraging the unconscious mind with the practicality of what you do every day is really what shapes your life. So there's an aspect that's also highly curated, and it is holistic. So the way I work with my clients is really across six dimensions of what I call the portfolio of your life. We often, many of us have investment portfolios and we have financial advisors. And I like to call myself really your lifestyle advisor. I was not able to go to one person and have them look holistically. I think the reality of it is that choices that we make in one aspect of our life, say within our health or our relationships or our home or our work, they are integrated and they bleed into other aspects of your life. So they all have an impact on then how we show up, how we feel, which then drives the actions that we take and the impact that we have on the world. So I really help take that deep dive, highly curated, highly personalized view across this holistic view to help be the architect and help co-create and guide you in really what you want and where is the gap. And then I also, I think what's different is I have a collaboration network. So depending on the aspect, so within the six dimensions, it's mind, body, your passion, your relationships, which include food, finances, your environment, and then the legacy and contribution that you want to give to the world. So depending on where you want to go, the way you work with me is very, I would say, effective and efficient. So I know people want to receive results quickly. They don't want to maybe spend a year getting this. So we get a plan, we get clear, we start to build those habits and the skills and the confidence and start to develop this new way of thinking and living and the way that my clients are really filtering decisions. Then if they need to go deeper in an area, maybe on the strategy or the tactics, to help master that area, I have a collaboration network where then I can refer my clients to others to then spend more time to go deeper.
Fascinating. And, you know, you just mentioned that you start every morning with gratitude. Can you share some other daily practices or habits that can help professionals maintain balance in their lives?
Yes. So gratitude is my number one because it gives you that daily promise. It gives you that opportunity to reflect and to actually train your brain, activating the reticular activation system, which is a part of the way the mind works, which then will filter in what you are able to see. So you're setting yourself up for a day of what's going to be great today, or it's going to be a beautiful day. Even if maybe there's turmoil in your life or adversity, or you're not looking forward to your day, you're setting that intention, which does have a powerful trickle effect into the day you're going to have. I also would say that starting with water with lemon gives the lymphatic system like an opportunity to kind of detox. Overnight, your brain is healing and it's processing everything from the day before, all of the emotions, all of the memories. It's actually where everything we learn from the day before gets embedded, and your body's working all without us having to do anything. But the lemon water really helps to kind of clean out your system. And the reason why I like to recommend that is because many, especially if you're feeling stressed or burnt out, you could be not thinking clearly and you could be maybe having some brain fog or feeling a bit frazzled. And so doing this very gentle detox helps to start your day feeling like you have this like new mental clarity. So gratitude, lemon water. Another easy one is if you can, I highly recommend getting outside, if it's sunny or not, just that fresh air, being in nature, moving. Usually I try to combine it. One of my mentors, Tony Robbins, always says like no extra time. So net time. So I'll try to walk and be outside. So I'll get some movement and fresh air in. So those are kind of my top three.
Very interesting. So my next question to you is that how important is self-awareness in the journey to achieving one's desires with greater ease?
Oh, I think it's a table stake. It's critical. I would say that if you're not willing to look at the uncomfortable parts or to come at a situation with an open mind, that you're shutting off the ability to see a different solution. I love the quote from Albert Einstein that he says that you cannot solve a problem at the same energy that created it. So I think with that openness, you let in a new possibility and a new perspective. And if you're not self-aware and taking an honest inventory of, is there an opportunity for me to maybe something that is within my control or to act differently? You're missing out on a large opportunity for change and transformation.
Fascinating. My next question is that what are some signs that a professional may be on the verge of burnout? And how do you address this?
So I address this through asking a series of questions. And there it can show up in a lot of different ways. And I'll just disclaim, I'm not a medical professional. I'm like many of your audience listeners, that I really like to refer to myself more as a guide. So just to caveat that this is from my own experience of dealing with burnout, not from a scientific or medical background, but I would say typically it can show up as disruptions in sleep. It can show up as changes in appetite. You can be stuck or frozen. Really not taking action. And even though you want to do something, but you're just not doing it. You feel like you have no energy. The things that really once like lit you up and got you so excited, you just feel like you've lost that like passion and desire for. Sometimes it can show up as being very reactive instead of responding. So if you are often like calm, cool, and collected, and then all of a sudden now you're kind of like snapping or being like short, it could be a sign of like burnout and just feeling like your needs aren't being met or you're not pursuing your desires. The last one, I guess maybe I would just highlight just for listeners to be aware of all of a sudden in that feeling of you're not feeling up to do the things you always love to do. If you are isolating and kind of suffering in silence, I would definitely recommend reaching out for help to a professional, because I think that can be another sign that you just kind of are like numbing or being by yourself. I think there's like a healthy balance of, I know in our culture right now, it's like Netflix and chill, right? I'm not a big person that watches TV, but I think that there's an aspect of resting. But then if you find that it's like you're so lethargic and you have no energy, and you just are finding that you're not being around your community and the social connections, that can be another sign just for you to maybe take a look at what's going
on. Well said. And I completely agree with you that, you know, what advice you've given is very important, but if it is much more serious, please seek professional advice. I think that is a very important comment that you've made. And I would like to just to re-endorse that comment. I have time for two more questions, Nicole. My next question is that what advice would you give to someone who feels that they're achieving professional success but lacking personal fulfillment?
This is the worst of it all, right? If you are achieving all of the accolades and the material things or checking all the boxes, but you're feeling empty inside, that's the saddest of it all.
Correct.
And I've been there. I think that what I recommend to my clients is we do a pause and a reset. And I really believe that when you can declutter within your mind, your body, and your life, you open up space to take a fresh look on, you know, where am I not feeling fulfilled? Mm-hmm. How am I defining success?
Mm.
What are the values and the priorities and the desires that I'm not being honest with myself,
mm-hmm.
that I'm just stuffing down or I'm ignoring, or I'm being there for everybody else and I'm not making progress and moving towards those things that are really personally satisfying to me.
Well,
so I think the number one thing is just taking that moment of pause.
Well said. And my last question to you, and this is a general question I wanted to ask you based on a lot of your experience. How has, in your opinion, the perception of success changed over the years? And I'm from the boomers generation. And, you know, there was a certain concept of success then, but I now find the young people have a very different concept. I'd love to get your perspective.
I love this question. And I think that I'm right in the middle of as I mentioned in our opening kind of question around, I thought I was doing all the things that were going to give me success and happiness.
Yeah.
The truth is you can't find happiness and success outside of yourself. I think what I've seen change, especially from the younger generations, and I love this, but real true success is autonomy and freedom. And I think that is the greatest wealth, really, of having that abundant mindset and that freedom of time to do what you want, when you want it, with who you want. I think previously the culture that I grew up in was the title, the material possessions, keeping up with others, one-upping. And I just think that that has really changed. I think success is having like that deep sense of gratitude and a community that you are connected with, where you feel seen and understood and included, and that you have some freedom over what you can think, what you can feel, what you can do, and how you spend your time.
Fantastic. And before I say thank you, you'd also mentioned you had a playbook that you wanted to offer. So maybe you'd like to talk about it now.
Thank you. Yes. So I think whether you are feeling stressed out, anxious, overwhelmed, pulled in a lot of different directions, or you're achieving some of your goals and you just want to continue to achieve your goals, or if you've achieved several of your goals and you really want to go all in, then I would say this playbook is for you. So depending on where you are in the spectrum, this playbook really helps to outline a lot of what we had talked about in this episode around the Pink Sky Leadership Philosophy of Life. And this is my proprietary process that I work with my clients, and I want to offer it to you for free. Wonderful. So we're going to include in the show notes the link to download this free playbook. It's very extensive, very detailed. So I know I shared a lot of examples. So this can be your reference guide. And please, if you have any questions, please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, Nicole Connery, or on Instagram, Nicole Connery or Pink Sky Leadership. I really wish you such great success, and we need more people that are feeling great and being kind to help the world that we're in right now. So
thank you. Thank you, Nicole. And on that note, thank you, Nicole, for talking to me about your amazing journey. I mean, I think we learned from you what adversity has taught you. Thank you for talking to me about Pink Sky Leadership, about so many different aspects of human beings and what people can do to be able to really manage the stressful lives that we all lead. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.